What if the most profound truths about life could only be understood by someone who hasn't yet learned to be an adult?
A crashed pilot in the Sahara, facing death from thirst, meets a small boy with golden hair who asks him to draw a sheep. This boy claims to come from an asteroid smaller than a house, where he tends volcanoes and watches sunsets whenever sadness strikes.
Most adults would dismiss this as fantasy.
But what if this child sees more clearly than we do, not despite his innocence, but because of it?
Written during World War II by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, a pioneering aviator who would soon disappear over the Mediterranean, The Little Prince has sold over 140 million copies and been translated into 301 languages.
Yet calling it a children's book misses the point entirely.
This deceptively simple tale carries wisdom that becomes more urgent with each passing year. In an age of endless scrolling and constant distraction, a story about a boy who tends his tiny planet with devotion offers something we desperately need, a reminder of what actually matters.
Our narrator begins with a confession.
As a six-year-old, he drew a picture of a boa constrictor digesting an elephant.
To him, the image was obvious. You could see the elephant shape inside the snake. But every adult who saw it said, "That's a nice hat."
Discouraged by their blindness, he abandoned art and became a pilot instead, learning to discuss bridges and golf rather than boa constrictors and stars.
Years later, stranded in the desert with a broken plane and 8 days of water, the pilot wakes to find a serious little boy demanding, "Please, draw me a sheep." After several rejected sketches, he draws a box with three holes. The sheep you want is inside. The prince is delighted. Through their conversations, the pilot learns his visitor comes from asteroid B612, a world so tiny you can watch sunset after sunset just by moving your chair. The prince asks penetrating questions adults have forgotten. Why do people rush everywhere? What are they seeking? Saint-Exupéry himself nearly died in the Libyan desert after a crash, understanding both the pilot's practical terror and his gradual awakening. Life on asteroid B612 follows a simple rhythm. Each morning, the prince cleans his three volcanoes and pulls up baobab seedlings before they split his planet apart. It's a question of discipline, he explains. The baobabs represent small compromises and neglected responsibilities that, left unattended, eventually destroy us. How many minor issues, a slight in a relationship, a small debt, a health concern, grow into something that tears our lives apart? When sadness strikes, he watches the sunset, sometimes 44 times in a single day. Beauty is always available if we position ourselves to receive it. The prince's devotion suggests that meaning comes not from controlling vast territories, but from faithfully tending what is actually within our reach.
One day, a seed blooms into a magnificent rose, vain, demanding, utterly captivating. She boasts about her thorns while requiring protection from drafts. "I was too young to know how to love her," the prince later admits. Overwhelmed, he leaves. Pride prevents her from asking him to stay. "Of course I love you. It's my fault you didn't know." This heartbreaking moment captures how we hide our deepest needs behind defensive walls, expecting others to see through them. "I should have judged her by her actions, not her words." The rose represents love's paradox, simultaneously thorny and beautiful, frustrating and essential. The prince's mistake wasn't loving his difficult rose, but fleeing when love became challenging.
Seeking understanding, the prince visits six asteroids, each inhabited by a single adult embodying particular folly. A king commands the sun to set exactly when it would anyway, the illusion of control. A vain man hears every word as praise. A drunkard drinks to forget his shame about drinking, a perfect circle of misery. A businessman endlessly counts stars he claims to own. A lamplighter faithfully lights his lamp every minute as his planet accelerates, following orders without questioning their purpose. A geographer documents places he's never seen, dismissing the prince's rose as ephemeral and unworthy. These portraits cut deep because we recognize ourselves, pursuing power without purpose, seeking validation without substance, following duties we've never questioned.
The prince's transformation begins when a fox teaches him about taming. To me, you are just a little boy like 100,000 others. But if you tame me, we shall need each other. You will be unique to me. Through patient ritual, sitting closer each day, they establish connection. The fox reveals, "It is the time you have wasted for your rose that makes your rose so important." This resolves the prince's crisis over discovering 5,000 identical roses. His rose is unique, not objectively, but relationally, because of his invested care. Then comes the fox's profound secret. One sees clearly only with the heart. What is essential is invisible to the eyes. Love, loyalty, friendship, life's most important qualities, cannot be quantified or directly observed. They exist in the invisible realm of relationship and commitment. The fox also teaches about rituals. If you come at 4 o'clock, I'll begin to be happy by 3. Rituals transform ordinary moments into something sacred, creating consistent presence that allows depth to develop. Revolutionary wisdom in our efficiency-obsessed world.
As their water dwindles, the prince suggests searching for a well. Walking through the night, they find one at dawn. Drawing water with an old pulley, the prince observes, "This water is different from ordinary water. Its goodness comes from the walk under the stars, the song of the pulley, the effort of my arms." Here's the book's central insight. Meaning transforms experience. The water tastes sweeter because of their journey. Men raise 5,000 roses in the same garden and do not find what they're looking for, the prince notes. Yet what they seek could be found in a single rose or a little water. This mirrors our modern predicament, drowning in information but starving for wisdom, surrounded by connections but lonely, materially wealthy but spiritually impoverished. Like the prince and pilot, we must walk through our own deserts, confronting emptiness and investing effort to discover what truly nourishes. The well hidden in barren landscape suggests that even in desperate moments, sources of renewal await those who know how to look. Saint Exupéry asks, "What are we really doing with our brief time here?" The answer lies not in accumulation or efficiency, but in willingness to invest ourselves fully in what we choose to love.
On the anniversary of his arrival, the prince reveals his plan to return home through the snake's venomous bite. The devastated pilot receives this comfort. "When you look at the stars at night, since I'll be living on one of them, since I'll be laughing on one of them, for you it will be as if all the stars were laughing." When the moment arrives, there's a flash of yellow close to his ankle. He fell as gently as a tree falls. By morning, no body remains. Saint Exupéry, who would disappear during a reconnaissance flight shortly after publication, seems to have anticipated his own vanishing. His story suggests that true presence transcends physical proximity. It lives in invisible ties that persist. The ending balances sorrow and hope. If we've truly tamed each other, those we love remain present in transformed ways, in stars that laugh, in roses that need tending, in wells discovered through shared journeys. Meaningful stories never really end. They continue speaking long after their creators have gone, carried forward by each person who hears and understands.
In a world obsessed with measurement, the little prince reveals an ancient truth. What's essential is invisible to the eyes. His devotion to a demanding rose, his care for 3 volcanoes, his 44 sunsets when sadness strikes. These aren't escapes, but engagements with what's truly real. We celebrate the businessman counting stars he'll never touch, while dismissing the prince's concerns as trivial. But which life contains more actual living? The prince understood that meaning emerges from depth, not breadth, from devotion, not possession, from presence, not efficiency. His legacy invites us to reconsider what success means, to remember that the most important things cannot be measured or optimized. They can only be felt with the heart and honored through faithful attention. So tend your small planet. Take time to tame and be tamed. Remember, it's the time you waste for your rose that makes your rose important.